Hi, y'all. This is Chardonnay Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me?
course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. I'm a pure gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when B.B. got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Pittsburgh, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we've got cooking up for you tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a night of fun because we are going to have a ball. A little bit later in the first hour of tonight's show, we're going to play the radio world premiere of the new single from Thor. And we're going to have John Michael Thor and his lead guitarist, lead songwriter, Kevin Stewart Swain joining us on the air. It's going to be a blast. The God of Thunder, the father of muscle rock, right here on Quartz in Session tonight. And as we do every show, a little bit after nine, we're going to have this week's A Guilty Pleasure song. It's a good one. Songs that you've requested that you're a little embarrassed to admit that you like. And all of your requests, 412-268-9728 is the number to call. 412-268-WRCT. So the first hour of tonight's show is brought to you by our friends at Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, hip-hop. You name it, they've got it. And they're independently owned. They buy used records and CDs from collectors. And they're located at 513-513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484 or visit their website at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So before we get underway, I want to welcome our listeners at WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, part of the Quartz in Session family. So get ready, because we got a lot of fun going on tonight. Let's kick it off going back to 1982, the Sound Elixir album from one of Scotland's greatest rock and roll bands. This is Nazareth with your local still.
Southern stuff. You're a boy from way down south, folks from the old north, and it's Friday night. truth. When you lock the front door and turn out the lights, tuck in the kids and tell them good night. Do you think about the ultimate sacrifice? 25 men and women a day could be changed, it could be saved. So can't you help them come and fight this war? Bills and guns and alcohol take their lives as we watch them fall. So just remember, it's something worth fighting for. We all want a safe place on earth. The curse when they're only doing what they've been trained to do. We're cozy and warm every night, curled up by the tin firelight. They're just trying to win some freedom.
Guitar god Robin Trower is still at it. He's got a new album called Joyful Sky, a new lead singer named Sorry Shore, and this is I'll Be Moving On.
There was a time when the only light for me shone from you.
That's brand new from Robin Trower. New from Robin Trower in 2024. Lead singer, sorry, sure, I'll be moving on. And how about that? New music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. Just absolutely terrific. We start off tonight's show going back to the early 80s with Nazareth. The track was called Local Still. Molly Hatchet covering the Stones. Covering the world's greatest rock and roll band with Tumbling Dice. And the most requested song of the week already from your emails at WRCT@ericjacksonlurie.com. From your direct messages on Instagram at Eric Jackson Lurie and calling here tonight. Last 2 weeks, the new song from Billy Crane, Something Worth Fighting For, has been number one on the station charts and number one on this show. Billy Crane from the Outlaws has got a hot one on his hands. So, you know, understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. And good financial decisions, they don't have to be big or overwhelming. Little things like putting money into a savings account every paycheck or just paying down your credit card each month can go a long way to getting you on the right financial track. Don't be the one who makes bad decisions and gets left behind. You can visit feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message is brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and your friends right here at WRCT. So talking about new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. Last week, late in the show, I debuted a track from the new Rick Emmett album, Then Again. And I got a big response right away. Every time, there's a big Triumph fan base here in Pittsburgh and amongst Quartz in Session listeners. So the new album, Then Again, is all acoustic. And the story I said before was this was actually released to concert goers about 10 years ago. You could only get this at a Rick Emmett concert. Of course, Rick and the guys in Triumph disbanded in the late 90s. But Rick's still out there making great new music. He recorded this album, and now it has been it's got a national release on the Decca label. I've listened to this from front to back, and it is fantastic. But it's Rick Emmett. It's got to be fantastic, right? So, from the new album, this is Never Surrender, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We'll be right back.
said and done. But you get to finish what's already begun. Never let your river seem like such a long time.
Can't love me. Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart, buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Hey there, it's the Mockster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
With a purposeful grimace and a terrible sound, he pulls the spinning high tension wires down.
The guardian of the waves, the defender of the faith. Parts in Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Every day I hear the same old sounds,
shot is from the bottom to the top. Tell me what you want, I mean you boys have gotta eat. I couldn't read the menu, I was staring at a feet. I couldn't help thinking what a woman, what a pair. She got big boots, baby got boots. She got big boots. She got big boots, baby got boots. She got big boots, oh. Fancy, she said with a drawl. I left my number on the check just in case you wanna call. You got room on that bus, she whispered with a smile. Just the two of us, I'll make it worth your while. But I was still thinking, what a woman, what a pair.
What do they say, Alice? What do they say about big boots? From the newest album from your Uncle Alice, entitled Road, that's Alice Cooper with Big Boots. Coming to Pittsburgh with Rob Zombie. I have to check on that date. I'm going to get back to you with that date. I believe it's in September, but Alice Cooper is still out there, and one of the best rock and roll shows you can see in concert, and been that way for a long time. Alice Cooper, Big Boots. Before that, request for some Donnie. A little Donnie Iris going back to 1986, a 45 of My Serenity. What a great song. The latest from Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He just joined Quartz in Session last week. The new album is called Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1. And that track just shows off his songwriting. The track is called You Can't Love Me. And we opened up with more new music from classic artists that you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. The latest release from Rick Emmett of Triumph, an all-acoustic album covering some of the great songs from his past with the band. And that, of course, was the classic Never Surrender. So, you know, taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. I know there's a lot of you guys out there taking care of family members and friends. Well, you know, fortunately, there's a place to get answers for them and for you. You can find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. If you're a caregiver and you've got a lot on your plate, Well, you can visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center by going online at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP. Courts in session. So I announced at the top of the show that we got a big show tonight. In just a few minutes, if all the stars are aligned, we're going to have John Michael Thor. Yes, the mighty Thor, joining the show tonight. His lead guitarist, Kevin Stewart Swain, is going to be calling in with him. We're going to be playing the world radio premiere of his new single, and I've been sitting on this for a few weeks, and I've been dying to play it because it's a terrific track. But before we do it, we'll play something. We'll go back to the heyday of Thor because we're celebrating 50 years of music from the father of muscle rock, the man who started the genre. I think he's responsible for the national anthem in Finland. They love their muscle rock out there. But I got a call earlier this week from this hour's sponsor, Attic Records, Freddie Bond and Max working over at Attic Records. And he said, EJL, you wouldn't believe what I came across. And his timing could not have been better. You know, back in the 70s through the 80s, so many different major sponsors, the way they got their advertising to radio stations was they pressed them on vinyl and literally mailed them to the radio stations. DJ would play the track on the record and go into a song. Well, the guys at the Attic uncovered a Thor promotional commercial for ROTC Army from 1978. And I'm going to play this right now. This is wild. Was to be aired May 1st through the 14th, 1978. Give this a listen and don't change that dial. We've got John Michael Thor coming up next.
Allison Steele here for Army ROTC. Have you heard that rock finally has something new and a star? A muscle man. His name is Thor and he's incredible. He's from Canada and was the equivalent of our Mr. America there. He almost makes Arnold Schwarzenegger look puny. The album's out and you'll like it, but best of all, his show is a mind-boggler. It's called Thor's Traveling Muscle Show. He twists the mic stand like a pretzel. The guys in the band break cement blocks with sledgehammers. He battles dragons on stage. The spectacular's on tour and will be coming your way with special low rates. Watch for it. Have you heard you don't win an Army ROTC scholarship based on what your family's worth? It's what you're worth. Your scholastic standing, your college board scores, your leadership potential, and your desire to wear the gold bars of an Army officer. And remember, you heard that here.
Summoned by the goddess,
from a 12-inch single from 1984. That's Thor with Thunder on the Tundra, which was a top 10 hit in England. You know, tonight we're celebrating 50 years of the music of Thor. The band has a brand new album coming out March 15th called Ride of the Iron Horse. But tonight, we're going to play the radio world premiere of the new single. Tonight, we've got on the phone with us John Michael Thor and his lead guitarist, Kevin Stewart Swain. John, where are you calling in from?
Right now, Eric Jackson Lurie. I'm so happy to be on your show. And I'm calling in from New Westminster, Canada, because I am on my way to Seattle, Washington, to get some more gear for the upcoming tour.
And Kevin, where are you calling in from tonight?
I'm in Calgary, Alberta. That's, I can actually elaborate. I'm in a bunker in Calgary, Alberta. No, I'm just in my studio, and it's great to be on your show, Eric.
So, John, I've got the new album in my hands. The artwork is absolutely terrific. I know I'm not the first one to say this, but going back to the days of the LP to appreciate this artwork, I'm glad I've got it on vinyl. But there is a new image for Thor. Tell us all about it.
Well, first of all, I want to give kudos to the artist, Timo Wuris from Germany. He did a remarkable job with the painting. And I just want to let you know that back in the 50s, when I was a young boy, I loved monster movies. And then I loved superhero movies. In those days, there were the big superhero TV series was starring George Reeves, who stood for truth, justice, and the American way, The Adventures of Superman. And that was inspiration for the future Thor character as well. And also, I loved Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and all these amazing characters that would ride the plains and stand for truth and justice, these iconic American Western heroes. And so, hey, this is another part of my life, and I don't think it's anything different than riding a horse into the sunset, or Thor with Norse mythology riding his goats into the sunset, or the great white plains. I think that really the cowboy, the American cowboy, is very iconic and is the superhero of that era. And that's what I'm interested in portraying. I mean, I still have the influence of the Norse mythology, but I want to expand it a little more and go into something else that's fun for me. It has to be fun for me on stage. And why can't I change my character up a bit?
You know, a lot like David Bowie.
Yes, David Bowie, one of my favorite rock stars, would change his image many times. He, of course, would be Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, and then later evolve into the Thin White Duke, and so on and so forth. And I'm John Michael Thor. I don't stick just to Thor, the god of thunder. Well, I can become other characters as well.
Well, from the cover of this album, it's consistent with who you always are, because we've got a muscle-bound Thor on an iron horse with a lasso of lightning, and it's just fantastic. So you've got a new single we're going to play tonight, the world radio premiere, and tell us all about it.
Well, I also see myself as a songwriter. When I first started Thor 50 years ago, many of the critics said I sounded like a broken muffler. I couldn't write a song my way out of a paper bag to write a song. You know, the fact is that I feel that over the years, I mean, I've done 40 albums, things keep going. And I feel I am a good songwriter. And in Ride of the Iron Horse, you know, I don't just splash things on paper or whatever. I feel there's thought put into it, and I feel there's two symbols, two meanings of this song. One is to ride the great white plains, which not only a cowboy can ride the great white plains, looking out there, and it's a snowy flat prairie, you know, you're going from town to town, or you can see it as a white canvas of hope, and your paintbrush touches down, and you can paint in all these new scenes and thoughts that come to your mind. I just want to say that I admire my partner on this album, Kevin Stewart Swain, who did a remarkable job producing, and on the song Ride of the Iron Horse, just a stellar job. You know, it's unbelievable, the guitar playing on this. It's just amazing where he got the chops from. It's very spiritual. I've listened to the song 100 times myself, and I never get tired of his licks.
Well, Kevin, jump in here. Tell us about your guitar playing and your inspiration.
I think I tapped in, like, thanks, John, for the compliment too. I really appreciate that. I mean, I love working with you, John. The song has there's kind of a wait time, optimism, not going to stop, going to keep going. But I guess I kind of felt that when I was sitting here alone, right where I'm sitting right now, just banging off lead solos. And I got to say, too, a gratitude. I don't know where it comes from. Like, it comes from outside of me, and it's, you know, it's a spiritual thing, really, playing and everything. I just show up, I'm open, and it comes through me. So I don't even know any difference from that guitar solo or any other one I've done on the record. It felt real good, and I'm glad people are really liking it. It's really, really nice to hear the compliments. So I don't know. It was an inspired solo from out there, you know, but I'm completely on board with John's career and his direction, and totally impressed. He really is a real life superhero. He is. He's been through so much and just keeps going, loves music. And I love making music with him, you know.
If you're just tuning in, we've got a John Michael Thor and Kevin Stewart Swain talking about the Radio World premiere we're doing tonight of the new Thor single, Ride of the Iron Horse. But John, in addition to the new album coming out March 15th, you've got a new tour underway celebrating 50 years. And you're also filming a movie, which to my understanding is going to be filmed partially in Erie, Pennsylvania.
That's right. The movie's called Fear the Crimson Mask. It's a sort of a wrestling horror movie. And it's going to be directed by Len Kabasinski, and Killer Wolf Films will be producing the movie. So we'll be filming in Pennsylvania and parts of Michigan. So I think it's going to be a really high impact thriller. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, that's so great. So tell us about the new tour. 50 years, there's a lot to celebrate.
There is a lot to celebrate. And, you know, when I think back over all the things that have happened, there's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs, there's a lot of laughs, there's a lot of tears. You know, and it's quite amazing to be in this business that long and still be alive, you know, and not only be alive, but be in a great position to get out there and do some touring and still have enough initiative and excitement to create. That's the big thing, the creative process, to be able to write songs. And I'm lucky I have such a great writing partner with Kevin Stewart Swain. We seem to be able to knock off the